There are quite a few contenders for the weirdest thing that has ever happened to me, but I think it has to be this one. This has to be the absolute weirdest thing that has ever happened to me in my life. I was in the playground of my high school, my secondary school, in England. I was 15 years old. Me and a group of students were lining up for history class. There was a building for science and for history. The science classrooms were on the ground floor, and the history classrooms were on the first floor going up the stairs. And we were all there, okay? People just waiting to get into history class. It was the end of lunch, you know? It was the end of lunch, and there was a few other students walking around in this concrete courtyard, this car park kind of thing, where you had different buildings for different kinds of high quality, shitty English education. And it was a sunny day. There was no clouds in the sky. It was a kind of cold. It was definitely kind of end of winter going into spring, that kind of time. And it was a bit chilly, it was a bit cold, but it was, you know, it was crisp, and it was blue skies, and the sun was out, and it was shining marvelously. So we're all standing around, waiting to go into history class, and suddenly, the weirdest thing that has ever happened in my life happens. This world of light, usual, everyday sunlight, is suddenly interrupted, and the entire world goes black. And I mean black. There's no, like, oh, it's a bit dim, or, oh, look at the moon. The moon is, oh, wow, surprise eclipse. And everything's, you know, oh, no. The entire world, in an instant, went dark. Complete pitch black. I couldn't see anything. It was as if I was in a room with no windows, no light sources, okay, except one, all right, on the ceiling. And someone had just thrown the switch, and that light had gone off, and suddenly I was in pitch black darkness. That's what it was like. And it was for a length of time long enough so that you could hear the screams, and it was still dark. So everything went black, and there was enough time for people to realize, oh fuck, the sun's gone, and hear people start to scream. As people started to scream and panic, the light came back on. The sun came back on, and suddenly the world was back to its usual, every day there's a sun in the sky self. And this is a real story. This is absolutely a true story, okay? 100% true. After the sun came back on, everyone was screaming, especially the girls. The girls were screaming. And the teacher came out, and this teacher, he was a bit of a dipshit. He was a bit of a fucking college bro kind of teacher. The teacher you would expect to try and be having sex with the students, he had that kind of vibe to him. He wasn't the best teacher. But he was really concerned, and he came fucking running out of the building. And he just started, like, he was very panicked. And he said, come inside, to the whole group of students that were there. And there were still, like, people all across this car park, this courtyard, who were, like, fucking just heads in the sky, not knowing what to do. Because they had just seen something that they obviously couldn't explain. And they were scared that it was going to happen again. That something else was going to suddenly happen. We all had never experienced the fucking sun turning off before. And maybe it was the first time in human history that the sun had just turned off like that. And throughout the years, like, it's not been something that's always been on my mind. It's not been something that I've made a central theme of my fucking life. But I could have. It's one of those things that is such a strange occurrence that I could have dedicated my whole life to finding out the truth of what happened that day. But every now and then, it has come up in my mind. And I've searched it on various search engines. And I've tried to, you know, find things that are similar to it and different things that are adjacent, but I just can't. I haven't been able to find anything out there that is in any way remotely similar to what happened to us that day. But now, thanks to my ex-girlfriend, Sam Altman. Sam Altman! He's a lesbian, just like Bob Dylan is a lesbian, or at least has fucking lesbian energy. Just like fucking Bill Ackman is a lesbian, or at least has very strong lesbian energy. And Sam Altman, very much a lesbian, or at least has very strong lesbian energy. And he's an ex-girlfriend of mine, okay? He is. So, I made Sam Altman create a thing called ChatGPT. That's what happened. So anyway, I made Sam Altman create something called ChatGPT for the one purpose of trying to find out what the fuck happened that day. And today is the day we use ChatGPT to find out what happened. Let's see if my Sammy boy, my ex-girlfriend, Sam Altman, has created something that can finally answer these questions. Let's go, ChatGPT. Okay. I'm typing this in now. When I was a teenager in high school, I was outside a school building before class with a group of students. It was a clear, crisp, bright, sunny day with little to no clouds in the sky. When suddenly, the sun turned off. The world went completely black. Many people screamed, and they all agreed they had witnessed the same thing. What do you think this was? Question. All right, I've done it. I've sent that message to ChatGPT, and here we go. It's typing. It's typing quickly. I already know it's going to be complete fucking bullshit. Because it's not going to fucking know. It just isn't. Alright, let's see. Let's see what ChatGPT comes up with. If you experienced a sudden and complete darkness during a clear, sunny day, it would be an unusual and perplexing event. Yes, it fucking would be, and yes, it fucking was. While it's difficult to determine the exact cause without more information, I gave you enough information, bitch. I can speculate on a few possibilities. Okay, go on then. Number one, solar eclipse. A solar eclipse occurs when the moon passes between the Earth and the sun, blocking its light. During a total solar eclipse, the sky can become dark, and it is possible for people in the vicinity to witness this sudden change. However, it's important to note that solar eclipses are typically announced and anticipated in advance. Yeah. And it's not a fucking light switch, is it? It's not instant. It's not instant. Number two, natural phenomenon. There are rare atmospheric phenomena that can cause temporary darkness during the day. For example, a severe thunderstorm or heavy cloud cover could block out sunlight and create a dark environment. However, you mentioned that it was a clear day with little to no clouds, so this explanation might be less likely. Yeah, thanks GPT, it fucking is. Number three, power outage. It's possible that a sudden power outage in the area caused the lights to go off, including any outdoor lighting. This would explain the darkness, along with the initial shock and screams from the people around you. However, a widespread power outage affecting the entire area would be unusual. Yeah, and also, it's the middle of the day, the sun is there, you fucking retard. You know that. You fucking know that, ChatGPT. Number four, perception or psychological factors. Sometimes, individual or collective experiences can be influenced by perception or psychological factors. It's possible that some other phenomenon or event led to a brief distortion or alteration of your perception, causing the perception of darkness when the sun was still shining. Something like this could be possible. It's possible that it wasn't the sun going out. It's possible there was some kind of, I don't want to say delusion, because I don't think it was that, but it could have been some kind of experiment against this group of people in this specific area, in this courtyard, in this car park of this school, where they tested something and altered our perceptions, altered our minds. That is another thing. It doesn't have to be that we actually experienced the reality of the sun going out. It could have been done against us, you know. Our minds could have been, you know, our minds could have been the target. All right, let's see how ChatGPT finishes this. Without more information about the event, it's challenging to provide a definitive answer. If this experience was real and not a vivid memory or dream, it might be worth discussing it with other witnesses or consulting local authorities or experts who might have more knowledge about the incident. It was real. Don't question me, you fucking robot. But that's the best Sam Altman can do. That's the best ChatGPT can do. I mean, it's not as bad as I thought it could have been. But yeah, no answers. No answers from the artificial intelligence. No answers from the actual intelligence. I have goosebumps all over my body. I just went to the failing company called Google. They got this thing called the Google search, you know. It's an antiquated thing. Nobody really uses it anymore. But I decided to use it. Just to see if there was absolutely anything new that's been put out there on the internet. And if there is, Google hasn't found it. And I've got goosebumps. Because, like, this hasn't happened anywhere else. But like with this isn't a thing that has, you know, happened in other places at other times. At least with the UFO thing, At least with ghosts, it's like there is a community of people those experiences have happened to. Some of them are true, some of them are fraudulent. But there's a thing about it, you know, there's a group, there's a community. I have no community when it comes to this. And I don't know the people that I went to school with anymore. It's been a long time since I've talked to any of them. And I'm sure a lot of them, you know, that they've gone all normie, or in their heart of hearts, they were always normies. And they've probably, you know, maybe they've purposely forgotten it, or they're trying, or they know it happened, but they just don't want to, you know, people to think they're weird or to be questioned or whatever. So they'd lie about it. But I'm sure a few of them would tell the truth about it. I'm sure a few of them still remember it vividly as I do. And I'm sure they would back me up on this, because it is what happened. I'm not changing it in any way. I'm not taking a small thing that happened and exaggerating it. It was a giant thing. The sun turned off. The fucking sun turned off. And it was pitch black darkness. And it must have been minimum 30, 40 people. Minimum. Probably more. Like, if the world just dimmed a bit, that would be okay. There'd be explanations for that. If it was a very cloudy day, if there was military aircraft, you know, booming around, very large ones, if there was some kind of balloon, you know, that could make sense. I mean, it's stretching, but it could make sense. There's nothing that explains it. There's nothing that explains it. Something very strange happened that day. Okay, sex story. Sex story. We will talk about some sex. The building we were lining up to go into, the history building, it was the Science and History building. And that building was one of the newer buildings in this high school. And yeah, I got a blowjob in that building from the prettiest girl in the entire school. In the entire school. Okay. She was like fucking, you know, the supermodels who were actually fucking supermodels. Not the supermodels that look like a fucking iron with googly eyes on attached to a stick. No, like a fucking beautiful Victoria's Secret fucking supermodel. Yeah, I got a blowjob from her. We went into one of the rooms, one of the school rooms, and yeah, she sucked my dick. And it was very nice. It was a very nice blowjob. And I thank her for it. And I'm sure she thanks me as well for privileging her mouth with my penis. My beautiful penis. The town that I went to high school in was a military town. And it was a very strange town. It was like buried deep in the woods in England, in southern England. And there was a military camp for the British Army. And it always had a weird vibe to it, that town. It seemed like a very secretive kind of thing. It was like carved out of the forest. Didn't have too many people. Probably around, you know, I think today it has 16,000 people. And then probably had somewhere around that. It wasn't like a big village or town. You know, it was a place for the British military. And there was very big, we used to call them, they were called the Rangers. And it was this very large expanse of, you know, wild for the British Army to go and shoot things and to train. I took that area, and me and my friends, we used to go there all the time, and we used to play, and we used to get in a lot of trouble, lots of fun stuff I did in that area. But it was a British military town, a very small British military town, and looking back on it, for me, it has a sense of kind of things were going on there. Some experiments were going on there. And it's possible that the British state or another state, maybe it was the Americans, they were experimenting that day with something, with some kind of sun destroyer, temporary sun destroyer, a fucking sun switch, or some kind of communal delusion machine, communal hallucination machine. It could have been something like that. It could have been some kind of experiment on the students and the teachers of that school. You know? I think that is, out of everything, that is a likely explanation. It's a possible explanation. Do I think it's what happened? I don't know what happened. I think it's either that, or it is something natural that has never happened before and just decided, didn't even decide, probably just happened then and there. Or it has happened before, but it's so rare that, you know, it hasn't been documented until now, until me documenting it on the greatest podcast of all time, on Brad Nichols Podcast. I remember when I was younger as well, when I was in the junior school across the street, there was a few other instances that happened. I remember a helicopter randomly landing on the rooftop and there being a lot of commotion going on. That's not, you know, a similar type of thing, but that was still weird. I also remember these massive flashes of lightning that turned everything a brilliant white, you know, the whole world turned white. So it was like the opposite of everything turning pitch black. And I remember that happening when I was probably in year four, year five, maybe year six. That happened when I was in the playground. And it was a similar case of the teachers and the dinner ladies came running out. You know, the dinner ladies were already in the playground, but the teachers come running out and they were like, fucking get inside. What the fuck is happening? They're experimenting again on our children, our students here at this school. Yeah, so I remember that. And I've never experienced that since. And I've traveled all over the world. I really have, haven't I? But I've never experienced that anywhere in the world. That flash lightning, that it was so brilliant and so bright. Yeah. And again, out of nowhere. You know, it wasn't like a stormy day. There was no warning for it. It just fucking happened. Something weird was going on in that town. So that's my story. That's it. It's now your responsibility. I have told you all about it. It's now your responsibility to find out what the fuck happened. Sam Altman failed. He could not create a language model that solved this. And now you got to go do it. I need more Sam Altmans. I need better Sam Altmans. I need new lesbian girlfriends who can build language models and go through everything that's ever been fucking said by any human being, mix it all together, find a way, and figure out what the fuck happened on that day. It's now your responsibility. I give this to you. There you go. It is fucking weird. I have lots of these things. I have lots of these very strange things that have happened in my life. And, I mean, it does have competition for that, you know, number one spot. But it is the number one spot. It is the single weirdest thing that has ever happened in my life. It's something that there's no explanation for. You know, we can theorize, we can really, you know, we can create possibilities, possible explanations, but it's very strange. It really is. I'm a clean car. Take that photo. I'm a clean car. I'm a clean car. Clean car. Take that photo. Clean car. I'm a 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 clean car. Take that photo. I'm a clean car. They are fucking clean cars. They are. I said I was done with Korea, and I fucking am. But I'll never be done with the Korean women. And when things are coming out of their mouths, and when things are going in their mouths, I'll never be done with Korean women. I love Korean women. I do. Oh.